Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Rowe. Go to rowe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Rowe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to rowe.co/safety, Rx only.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Big opinions, big energy, big league perspective. Back to Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back. 97.1 The Fan. Derek and Decker live here on 97.1 The Fan. Of course, our phone number, 855-97-LA-FAN. That's 855-975-2326. D. Fish and I are getting ready to call our shot for tonight's game. D. Fish, we got game four. Game three was a bit of a rout. In fact, I don't think I'm stepping out of turn by saying that looked like the Cleveland Cavaliers had a lot of quit in them in game three, quite frankly. And we're going to game four. Are we expecting a sweep over there in New York? Or should I say over there in Cleveland? There's one more game in Cleveland before they can even get a chance to go back to New York.
Yeah, I'm expecting a sweep.
Yeah.
I didn't see, as that game went on, a couple nights ago, I didn't see like the kind of requisite, you know, fight and just competitive spirit to, you know, even in a situation where you're, you know, down now 0-3, like there still needs to be something that shows like you're not just going to give in to how hard this situation is going to be. And they didn't show a ton of that as that game finished up. As game three finished up, you know, tonight could be different in terms of like, all right, nobody's going to want to get swept, you know, on their home court in front of their family and friends, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going to come out and fight really hard. But they're normally in an elimination game. There's always like one or two short windows where the team that can finish it off, like, makes a run.
Mm-hmm.
And that team that's staring elimination in the face has a choice to make. Are we going to tie our shoes up tighter and keep fighting and figure this out? Or are we just going to kind of give in to, you know, what's in front of us here? And the Knicks are going to come out super aggressive tonight. And if the Cavs don't match it early, it could get ugly early.
Mm-hmm.
Just telling you.
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's just... like, I feel like it's got to be like a show me something type of game for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've got their home crowd. Got to at least get it back over to New York, right? Like, just at least get that one win, just so you can at least say you didn't get swept by the New York Knicks in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
Ideally, yes. It's information. Like every playoff game is, it's kind of like its own mini series. Like, there's so many ups and downs and highs and lows just within one game. And, you know, kind of similar to, like, you think about the Thunder and Spurs series. Like, once the Thunder lost the first game, but there's information that they learned that allowed them to win games two and three. And then the Spurs, after, you know, getting rearranged by Pop a little bit, but they gained enough information in games two and three that allowed them to kind of really, like, clamp down and focus on some things going into game four. So with the Cavs, like, you just need the information that comes with winning one time that could, like, in theory, allow you to go back to the Garden and say, hey, well, we had this team down by 22 points in the fourth quarter or in their home court in game one. We could maybe do that again. But you have to at least give yourself a chance to do that by getting through tonight with a victory. And then you worry about the next game. But oftentimes when you're down 0-3, you're thinking about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it just, you're in the middle of, you know, set three, and your arms are freaking burning, and you just want to drop them dumbbells on the ground and not keep trying to push through, man.
But I just got to say, I'm so frustrated by how everybody's kind of disrespecting the Cavs. Everywhere you look, the Cavs are just being disrespected. Don't you know that this team has won two of these three games analytically? Fish, did you know that? Rog, did you know that?
No, man, thanks for breaking that down for me.
Two of three. So if you really look at it, They're leading the series.
Is there an analytic final that is going to be airing somewhere?
I sure hope so. Fish?
An analytic final.
We got an analytic final coming our way, right?
No, we don't.
Analytically, we won two of three. It's just a statement. I can't believe it. I hear what he's saying, but also maybe don't say it.
Yeah.
I'm quoting Kenny Atkinson, by the way, head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, he's just trying to message, I think, more to the players than even the media. Like, in order to win one game, we don't have to try and, like, become this entirely new version of ourselves. Like, analytically, kind of simply means, like, you know, our shooting percentage in certain areas. You know, are we getting enough shots in the paint? Did we win the rebound battle? Like, some of the basic statistical things that they feel like if we can win enough of these categories, it can add up to us winning the game. But you still have to win the game.
Yes.
And everybody knows that. But in a situation where your team is down 0-3, you have to pull on every lever that you can to keep the guys believing in who you are and what got you there. If going into this game tonight, there's a feeling that, like, everything we're doing sucks. We got to, you know, I have to shoot 20 shots when I normally shoot 5 shots. You know, every player is thinking about trying to approach this differently. Then that's where this could just get out of hand before it even starts.
Absolutely.
So I get it, but, yeah, it was tough to hear.
What do you say we go ahead and call our shot then? What do you think of tonight's game, game 4 over there in Cleveland, New York Knicks versus the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I'm picking the Knicks to finish it off tonight, primarily because
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the Knicks have to, like, shoot the lights out or play great in order to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the Cavs to win, Donovan Mitchell and James Harden, you know, have to play well or at least well enough. You know, Max Strus and Evan Mobley, like, all these things have to happen for the Cavs to win. Whereas I think the Knicks can just show up and, like, you know, they can get enough contributions just from energy and effort and moving the ball and sharing it that they can win a close game. Like, I'm picking the Knicks to finish it off.
I am too, and I'm picking this to be a double-digit win. I just, based on what I saw in Game 3, I just don't see a universe where this goes any different. And also, there's a part of me that I'm hoping the Knicks sweep, and I'll tell you why. You and I have discussed the rust being real. This is going to be a long wait. It's going to be if they win tonight, it's going to be a long wait.
Yeah, the finals don't start until June 3rd.
It's going to be a long wait. So if they go ahead and sweep tonight, I want that rust to be real. I want to see the Knicks get absolutely bludgeoned by whoever's on the other side of that court. And by the way, I didn't think that 2 days ago. I have changed my mind. You know why?
Why?
Knicks fans. That's why. Where do you guys get the gall to have the ego that you do? Everyone that I ever meet that's a Knicks fan, he's like, oh, yeah, we don't have championships, but Knicks fans, no ball. Stop it. just stop it. I lived in New York for the last 4 years. Every Knicks fan was just as know-nothing as any other sports fan as I've ever met in my life. Yet they have an arrogance about them as if they've won 19 championships in the last 5 years. Haven't won one since 73, but they don't seem to know that.
They feel like they're the mecca of, you know, of basketball and the mecca of hoops, and they know the game. They are a knowledgeable fan base. That there's no question about that. But, yeah, Knicks fans are going to be, oh, my gosh.
I got accosted by a Knicks fan at a bar yesterday. You know why? This is the most amazing thing. Wasn't even disagreeing with them. Wasn't even fighting them. In fact, I'll go a step further. Wasn't even talking to them. Was talking to someone else.
That sounds like a Knicks fan.
And Knicks fan over here is just like, oh, you're doubting us like everyone else has. I just said you're about to go to the NBA Finals. What are you talking about? He's like, oh, well, you said we're going to get beat by whoever they face. I'm like, I think you are. One of them has Wemby and the other is the OKC Thunder. Yeah, I think you're going to get your asses handed to you. And now that you're going to have a two-week break, oh, you're going to get your asses handed to you and then some. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see everyone in New York City tear down signs of Cat Karl Anthony Towns because they're going to blame somebody. And it's always got to be the tall guy in New York.
That is true. Somebody is definitely going to take the blame. I've experienced that.
Why did you get the blame? You're not even the tall guy. They don't really go after like the Julius Randles of the world and blame them.
Yeah, no.
We'll
talk about that in another time.
I mean, who are we kidding? It's the Knicks. They fired Tibbs, losing Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. What are you going to do? Insane. New York, insane place when it comes to this. But yeah, the Knicks. They're definitely going to win tonight, to say the least.
Agreed.
Ugh.
Agreed. I don't see. Yeah, I don't. The Cavs have been good at home throughout this postseason, so they're capable of winning at home. You know, the Knicks don't seem like a group that, you know, some groups when they get up 3-0, when they start getting comfortable and start feeling themselves and. But the Knicks don't seem like that kind of group. Like Jalen Brunson's leadership style, you know, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, like those Villanova three guys, like they were coached really well in school. And they play the game the same way almost every time. And so, you know, OG Anunoby is a hard-nosed guy that just consistently shows up. Like they just got a bunch of guys that are just, they're themselves most nights. So, I see the Knicks getting it done.
Absolutely. Well, guys, you heard from us. We want to hear from you. 855-97-LA-FAN. When coming up, we're going to talk some Dodgers. We're going to talk some youth sports. And, of course, all of the great things around Memorial Day. We want to hear from you right here on Derek and Decker, The Fan, L.A.
Broadcasting live from the Odyssey Wilshire Studios in the heart of the city. This is KNX-FM and KCBS HD2 Los Angeles, 97.1 The Fan.
Margaret Carrero with your KNX News update for 97.1 The Fan. Overnight, crews have been conducting a mission at an aerospace facility in Garden Grove, trying to confirm if the pressure inside a large tank has been released. The tank contains a toxic, highly flammable chemical used to make acrylic plastics. They've been dousing the tank with water from the outside, concerned it could explode if the tank gets too hot.
We're basically leaning towards that risk has been reduced, but we can't 100% confirm that yet, and that's why we're still upholding our evacuation orders.
At least 50,000 people have been forced to evacuate. The governor's declared a state of emergency and has requested a federal emergency declaration from the president, plus Memorial Day being commemorated at various events across Southern California.
In the West Valley, we are doing this year the 34th annual Memorial Day Parade in Canoga Park.
For more on these stories, tune in to KNX News at 1070 AM or streaming on the iHeart and Odyssey app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.